listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And this hour of the Dr. Pat Show is all about thriving. And it's all about thriving from a different perspective, from the perspective of how do you deal with the obstacles that may show up in your life? And more importantly, you know, do you feel like you are alone? Are you feeling like this is something that is happening to you right now? And how the heck do you actually believe in the law of attraction when you're standing there, you've just lost your job? You're not quite sure what direction to go in. And you're pretty much thinking, God has abandoned me. Life has abandoned me. And more importantly, I'm getting ready to abandon myself. Joining me here today is Rich Gurman. He is one of the most sought after coaches that we have around. And he's joining me here today because he helps us understand what it means to live the law of attraction. Now, is this a guy that lives the law of attraction because he's just not had any real challenges in his life? I mean, is this somebody that, you know, is basking in the sun of California because, wow, somebody gave him something spectacular and there he is? So we're going to find out how Rich has been able to help other people. But more importantly, we are addressing today the law of attraction and its relationship to challenges. So what I want to say about Rich is, first of all, he is one of our esteemed coaches for our Holistic Makeover participants. Right now, he is the coach of one of the participants in the one-on-one coaching process and five others on, you know, the one of the teleseminars he does, and he'll talk more about that. But he's also a prolific writer. He's the author of the book Living the Law of Attraction, plus a series of short spiritual books called Wisdom from the Path. He's a certified meditation teacher, teaches meditations weekly. And as a matter of fact, True Wealth Unlimited, which is also his, is committed to helping people live abundant, happy, fulfilling lives. He has created more practical, cutting-edge tools than we can talk about in this show. And, you know, with his incredible health, energy, vitality, happiness, joy, fun, and abundance, this is a conversation we are bringing to the streets, and we're bringing it now. And so, Rich, thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm so thrilled you were able to step in.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here, and I hope I can live up to that introduction. That's my only hope in this call, in this interview. Thank you.
Before you and I got on air live, I said to you that one of the things that I wanted to talk about living the law of attraction.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about it because there are people that I know listening to the show and say, I did a really good job living that law of attraction when I am so on the slide and glide of life.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just lost my job yesterday, and I'm not feeling like attracting very much, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
What do we say?
So, first of all, I want to thank you for having me here today, and I'm excited to know you and be in your world. And I love the introduction to this when you talk about thriving and you talked about obstacles, because let's be clear, I don't know anyone in their life that is not facing any obstacles right now. And I actually think it's a beautiful thing what's going on in the world, and maybe we can get into that. And I think the most important word is the word belief. What are we talking, a year or two ago when everybody was doing great and the economy was booming and we weren't in this conversation of fear and losing jobs, you know, everything was kind of easy. And as things turned, as they quickly did, obviously the world is shifting here pretty quickly, I go back to that word belief. My coaching is really, and it really goes beyond just law of attraction. My book is about law of attraction, obviously, but my coaching is really about helping people to be who they need to be. It's like, Dr. Pat, are you being who you need to be? so that you can do what you need to do, so that you can have whatever it is that you want in your life. So it's really about who you're being, and it's about strengthening your belief in yourself. My belief is if you don't believe in you, the vote will be unanimous. No one's going to believe in you. So as obstacles come up, like losing a job, and I'm happy to share my own job-related story. I think you want me to get into that. You really got to go back to, do you believe in yourself? And what are you doing to strengthen your belief in yourself? Because, hey, let's be clear. There is a lot of fear. There is a lot of worry. There is a lot of doubt out there. And this is what we need to address. It's how do we get beyond these limiting beliefs, fears, and doubts and stand in our power so that we can thrive regardless of what's going on in the world around us. That's what my work is all about.
Well, and you know, this is job loss is not something that's unfamiliar to you.
No. So, all right, you want me to tell the story? I will. So,
well, it's not unfamiliar to me, but I tell you right now, it's getting a little old.
Yeah, it's getting a little old. So let me tell you, I'll give you my story, and I only share this not only because you want me to, but I think I want people to relate in your own life what you're going through right now. And if we can touch a few people that are experiencing something similar, that's what this is all about. So I actually left the job. I know a lot of people are losing their jobs in this economy. I made a decision last year to leave a job. And the bottom line was as you said, I'm a coach. I've been coaching for a decade. I've done over 16,000 coaching calls. This is what I do. For the past 5 years, I was coaching in a friend's business. I was like his main coach, helped him build this business, started from the ground up. And as the years went by, I just felt out of alignment. I literally got to the point where I felt out of integrity, my own integrity, working with this company. But the truth is, and I think this is what a lot of people are facing today, I stayed. Even though I felt out of alignment, even though it didn't feel good, it didn't feel right to me, I stayed. I stayed call after call, coaching call after coaching call, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, month after month, literally year after year, even though it didn't feel good. And it was actually towards the end of last year, it wasn't even that long ago, I was actually in my house right where I am now, standing not too far from where I'm sitting at this moment, and I felt a really funny feeling in my body. Like I literally felt if I stayed in that situation any longer, that I would manifest a disease.
Wow.
And I was literally like, whoa. I mean, talk about a wake-up call. In that moment, I was done. In that moment, I energetically released, and I was done. I was like, wait a minute. This is my life. Like, am I staying in a situation just to get a paycheck? You know, are you staying in a relationship just because it's safe and secure? I was like, this is my life. My life is way too precious to physically get ill. And I quit. I finished out that week, and I called up it was actually a friend of mine's company, and I just said, I'm done. I did not have a plan in place, and for a lot of people that are losing their jobs, you don't have a plan B necessarily in place. I already had this business, True Wealth, going, but nowhere at the level that I wanted it to be. I couldn't replace the income I was making in that other job, but the bottom line was, I took a leap. I took a leap of faith into an unknown abyss, and I got to tell you, it was the most amazing thing that ever happened for me. And really what happened was I took my own advice. Everything that I've ever been teaching people, I teach people, and if you read my book, Living the Law of Attraction, it's all about feeling good. It's about creating a vision for your life. It's about taking action. It's about releasing the how. I mean, it didn't feel good, the position I was in. I knew I couldn't change it. I had to get out. I created a brand new vision, an intention for my life. I took action. I mean, I went gung-ho into this new business, and it started taking off. And the main thing was I released the how. That's one thing that I teach is, like, it's not your job to figure out the details of the how. So if anyone out there is just losing their job, lost their job, and you're feeling, oh, my God, this is an awful breakdown, horrible loss, to you I say congratulations, because now you've created the space for the next great thing to occur in your life. And what do you need to do now? You need to, A, figure out whatever you need to do right now in this moment to start feeling really good, to increase your belief in yourself, to not look at this as a bad thing, to look at this as a great thing. And really what I'm saying is to increase your energy. My belief is that energy is everything. When your energy is high, and in the conversation of law of attraction, this is when you will attract to you what you want. So you got to raise your energy and feel good, number one. Then you got to figure out what you want. So you lost your job. Congratulations. You probably didn't like it that much anyway. Let's create a new vision for your life. Like, what will feed your soul? Your life is finite. None of us are making it out of this thing alive. What do you really want to do? Create a new vision, new intention, and then you got to get into massive action, inspired action, and release the details of how it's going to occur to the universe. This is what I did. I took my own advice. I got out of that situation. And what I want people to understand is, and I'll stop my little rant here in a second.
Okay.
I stayed in that situation, even though it was painful. It did not feed my soul. And I looked back and said, why the heck did I stay? And it was so simple. One word, I stayed out of fear. I was comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm sure people are going to relate to that. And like I said, it didn't feed my soul. So I ask everybody listening, what parts of your life don't feed your soul? Is it your job? Is it your relationships? What is it? And why are you still there? And then going back to that word belief, how much do you believe in you? Strengthen your belief and everything changes in your life. I can keep going, but I know we're limited on time.
Well, you know, and we're going to keep going because I think this is really part of, you know, a very important message, Rich. For those of you just tuning in, very special guest joining me here today, someone that, first of all, is a major, major coach in the Holistic Makeover, Rich Gurman. And, you know, he's joining me here today, as he said before, the author of the Living Law of Attraction. But more importantly, you know, what we're talking about is not some theoretical or conceptual idea.
Right.
Rich and I have been through this. We understand what it means to lose one's job. And at the same time, what is the next step? We're going to talk about that when we come back from break. What is the next step? Should you sit there? I'd say file for unemployment. That probably works right away. Get out there and get online and do that. But more importantly, what is the next step? What is the next step energetically? And more importantly, the action that Rich is calling us to take. I think he said massive action. We're going to talk about that when we come back with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Lie High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RichGerman.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
What would your life be like if you could accomplish anything and everything you want? Join James Arthur Ray in Seattle, Spokane, and Vancouver, BC for The Secret of Attracting the Life You Want. Learn how your intentions create your reality during this free lecture. Go to thequantumdream.com to register for your free admission and information. James Ray will be in Vancouver, BC on March 10th, Seattle on March 11th, and Spokane on March 12th. Visit thequantumdream.com to register now.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are talking about inspiration. We're talking about activation. We're talking about energy creation, and this is all in the spirit of being in the face of challenges. And what I want to say about that is, and you know, I really scheduled a bunch of people to really address this. As much as I know that there is so many tools that you all may have, this is really a time for us to really ramp it up a bit. And remember, I'm the creator of crust busting, so you know that the idea of challenges is something I'm quite familiar with. So is my guest today, Rich Gurman. He's joining me here today. You know, and he invites us to experience true wealth. If you go to his website, richgurman.com, which is rich, G-E-R-M-A-N.com, you're going to see a lot of information. But he is the person that I have asked to take on the issue of the challenges that are very real to millions of people right now. Rich, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So I know that you've got a number of things on your website. I also see like this free teleseminar, How to Be Happy.
Yeah.
And so, yep, how are you going to be happy when you like you just lost your job yesterday?
So actually that free teleseminar, How to Be Happy, is tomorrow. So if you go to richgurman.com, it's free. You can register because it's going to be an hour-long talk about how to be happy. And the funny thing is, that was my working title for that call. I wasn't going to actually call it that because I was going to tie in, you know, how do I be happy in the midst of my whole life falling apart? And people are emailing me about that, like, hey, I don't have any money. I just lost my job, and you want me to be happy? Like, what people are saying to me is that happiness is a luxury right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I don't have time to focus on being happy. That would just be a bonus. And the purpose of that call tomorrow, I'm glad that came up, is to reverse that. Because I think you have to be happy. You've got to feel good. You've got to raise your energy. You've got to strengthen your belief in you, or else you can't get the results that you want. You can't get the job and all the other things that you want to sustain your lifestyle. So you can't pull happiness out of the equation. Not only is it the number one thing that we all truly want in life, we want to be happy and free, we want the results also. It all goes together, in my belief.
So, and this is what we're doing during this segment, is we are going to be helping people understand what the next step is.
Yes.
You know, many of us have gone through, and actually yesterday we did a whole show on loss and bereavement. And one of the things we put up was that, you know, the model that we created for grieving was not really intended for the living. You know, was it Elizabeth Kubler-Ross? You know, that whole stage of grieving business, she didn't develop that for living people. She developed that for dying people. And she came out and she said, no, stop using it, not for living people. But because we don't like to talk about loss, we figured let's do a plug and play. Let's make it universal. And so right now, I think the question is, look, here I am, Rich. I understand about the law of attraction, or at least I think I do. But I'm telling you, I've been crying for a day. Filed for unemployment, not really sure what direction to go, haven't really told my family all of the details, and I don't know what to do next.
So, obviously our time is limited. There's a million directions I can go. Three words come to mind. The first is intention. You're at where you're at right now. You lost your job, you're losing your job, you're in a financial bind, you've lost, wherever you're at, you got to be where you're at. And you got to look in the mirror and face reality. And that's really, you know, when we talk about coaching, my job is not necessarily to tell anyone anything they don't already know. My job is to hold up a mirror right in front of you and say, look in the mirror. You got a big old pimple right there in your forehead. You better do something about it.
Yes.
And what I find is most people, they already know what they need to do. That's not the issue. It's just looking in the mirror. So the three words that come to mind for me, number one, intention, critical thought. Decide what you want. You're wherever you're at is where you're at. Decide what you want in your life. Most people have no clue what they want. What do you want? Be it a job, a relationship, better health, deeper spiritual connection, whatever it is. Decide what you want. And the key is this. You got to focus on your desire, not the situation that gave birth to the desire. As we talked about in the last segment, it's all about energy. Focus on your desire. Focus on what you want in life, not the situation that gave birth to it. So you lost your job. I told my story. I quit my job because it felt awful. It was horrible. Now I have an option. I can either keep my energy in that bad feeling, out of integrity, out of alignment feeling. If I keep my energy there, what am I going to attract more of in my new business? I'm going to get more of that. But instead of that, I know better. I'm going to focus on my desire, my vision. I have a vision. I have a passion. I am on a mission in my life to help as many people as I can. That's why I'm here right now. Oh, Dr. Pat's got a big radio audience. I can share this stuff. Great. I'm on a mission to help other people live a better life. What is your mission? What is your vision? What is your passion? Focus on that, not the situation that gave birth to the desire. If that makes sense. So intention is number one. Number two word, again, is that word belief. You, everyone listening, I believe you need to spend as much time as possible working on yourself, strengthening your belief in you, raising your energy. We are all constantly putting out a stream of energy. I'm doing it as I'm talking. Dr. Pat's doing it as she's talking. You're doing it as you're listening. We're putting out this constant stream of energy. As our energy elevates, we become more attractive. The higher your energy, the easier it is to attract the right job, a better spouse, a better this, a better that, whatever you want in your life. You become like this magnet. So it's all about belief. And then the third word I thought of was support. We need support. And it's not just friends and family that are going to put your arm around you and say, oh, man, I'm sorry you lost your job. It's a tough world out there, isn't it? It sucks. It's hard for everybody. I'm not talking about that support. I'm talking about the people that are going to say, look, strapping those bootstraps on and let's go. You know, we got a life to live. Because sometimes your friends and family, they just want to kind of coddle you, and that's not the support you need. You need a coach. You need someone that's going to get in your face and say, okay, that's over. This is great news. Let's move on. You know, you can do it. We need that kind of support in our lives. And the truth is, most people don't have that. That's why I feel what you do, Dr. Pat, and coaching that I do is so important, because we're going to put up that mirror so people can look at reality and help them move forward.
Well, and you know, this is true. And you know what, I want to talk a little bit about the vision, because you say you got to keep your eye on the vision. For many people that are listening to the show and are either in this situation we're talking about or getting ready to be in the situation we're talking about, you know, the question is this: hey, I just lost my job. I don't have a vision. How do I get one? Can I buy one from you, Rich?
Absolutely. I have one for sale. So that's a great conversation. The short answer is this. Decide what you want in your life. And here's the way, actually, when I coach people one-on-one, here's the question I ask them. If your life was perfect, .. fill in the blanks. If your life was perfect, what would you be doing? Who would you be? What would you have in your life? What would be the experiences? What is the job that you totally want? It's great you're going to lose your job, because now you created the space for something better. So what is it that you want? If your life was ideal, perfect, and look what's going on in this world right now. With the shift that's going on, look at the president that we just put into place. And this is not, whether you like him or not, it's not the point. But this man proved that you can be anything you want. You can do anything you want in this country. So if you lost your job, great. You got a blank canvas to work from now. And here's my other thought on creating a vision. A lot of people say, well, okay, I know what I want, but I don't have it. And that creates a separation. The key is you got to get into the feeling of having that which you desire. So you decide, I want this new great job. How will it feel when you have that job? How is it going to feel when you have the health you want, the relationship, all these things that you want? You got to get into the feeling of having it. You got to stay in that feeling and I can share some tools of how you do that, but you got to stay in the feeling versus your lack of it. If you get into the lack of having that job, then you're back into that energy that you don't want. You're into that energy of the situation that gave birth to the desire that I talked about a few minutes ago.
And this is really an important message. That's why I was so thrilled to have you on the show today. I mean, this is really, really, really an important message. And, you know, so one of the things that I would like you to share are a few tools for our listeners today.
Awesome. I don't know how much time we have, but I'll give you one tool that my goal would be that everyone on the planet does this every day, and it's very simple. This is called the 10-10 exercise. If you take anything away from this, try this tool on. It's called the 10-10 exercise. Quite simply, what I want you to do every morning when you wake up is write out a list of the 10 things that you are most grateful for that morning. And the idea is, I don't care what's going on in your world, I don't care how bad it might seem, if you have the ability to be listening to this interview right now, you are doing better than most people on the planet. I saw a statistic recently that the average person on this planet lives on less than $2 a day. If you have a roof over your head, clothes on your back, and food on your table, you're doing better than 50% of the people on this planet. So you're doing better than you think, and the idea is when you focus on what is good in your life, more good will come. So the first list is 10 things that you're grateful for. Your mind, your body, your soul, your home, your husband, your wife, your friends, the weather, whatever it is that you're grateful for, you're going to write it down every day. You cannot write down things you're grateful for and not begin to feel good, and this is what it's all about. It's about raising your energy, feeling good. The second 10 is the 10 things you want in your life, the 10 intentions, the 10 things you want to create or manifest in your life. So the idea is, here's the 10 things that I'm grateful for. I love my life right now. Look at this great life. And at the same time, these are the things I want. I want that new job. I want better health. I want that relationship. I want that deeper spiritual connection. Whatever it is that you want, write it down. There's a huge power in writing down what you want in your life, and then you just go about your day. So that would be one powerful tool I recommend. And my challenge to everyone would be try it for 30 days. For the next 30 days, do the 10-10. I'm grateful for these 10 things. I want these 10 things. And then just see what happens. That would be one tool I'll share.
All right. Thank you, Rich, so much for joining us here today. Hey, we're actually going to hear lots more from Rich Gurman, because we're going to be bringing Rich back with his Holistic Makeover partner, and we're going to share their journey and story. We've got lots more to talk about. Lisa Niederman joining me here today in a few, and we're going to talk about energy and continuing to shift that energy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
I'm so tired.